More Idaho Matters right now. Federal officials want to expand the protected range for sage grouse, but some in our region are skeptical about that plan. In Wyoming, for example, state officials want more say in those new protections, which could mean less land will be affected. Wyoming Public Radio's Caitlin Tan reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Male sage grouse perform a mating ritual near Hudson, Wyoming. Every spring they strut around and pop their chest to create the unique sound, which they only do on what they consider sacred ground. Researchers with the University of California, Davis collected the audio back in 2008. These sacred grounds are mating grounds and are called leks. There are over 1,000 in Wyoming. Once a group of sage grouse picks a lek, they'll return time and time again.
Because that's what they know.
Linda Baker is with the Upper Green River Alliance, a conservation group.
And that's where they feel comfortable, and that's where they find what they need to have a healthy, happy life.
But once the leks are disturbed, sage grouse won't usually return. They're not very adaptable. And big, wide-open sagebrush landscapes are popular for ranching, energy development, even the occasional wildfire.
Once it's gone, it's gone.
Which is where we find ourselves today. Best estimates show the sage grouse population has declined nationally by 80% since the 1960s, making it now under 500,000. The bird isn't listed as an endangered species, so states have more power to figure out their own conservation plans. But that's not easy, as a recent meeting in western Wyoming showed. A few dozen Pinedale residents gathered to hear about the state's new sage-grouse map. The area is a mecca for both sage-grouse and natural gas development.
Appreciate the chance to come up and visit with folks.
Bob Butt is with the state and has spent years working on these negotiations. This time, Wyoming is proposing to add on to the already 15 million acres of protected area. Bud says they're doing this because the Bureau of Land Management is also updating its sage-grouse conservation strategy.
It is a very severe plan compared to what we're going to talk about today.
Bud says the hope is that the BLM will adopt Wyoming's revisions, even though it likely means less protected land. At the meeting, Bud criticized the BLM's approach.
Their mapping is based on models, based on a whole lot of conjecture, whereas what we're going to show you today is based on actual data, actual birds, actual numbers.
Angie Bruce of the Wyoming Game and Fish Agency showed the details of the new map. It has highlighted pink blobs of land tacked onto the already existing protected areas.
We're not trying to protect every single acre that they use throughout their entire life cycle. If we did that, a lot of the state would be covered.
Once land is designated as crucial to the sage grouse, only 5% of that area can be developed. There are also restrictions on land use during the grouse's breeding season. It can limit things like energy development. Randall Luthy is the energy advisor to Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon. He feels both the bird and development can coexist if managed right.
Federal government, stay out of it. Let the state continue to manage the sage grouse.
Some people in the audience, including energy representatives and private property owners, were frustrated about the new map. They feel current protections go far enough. And others feel that even more land needs to be added than what Wyoming is proposing. People like Linda Baker say the sage grouse is a keystone species.
If we're taking care of the annual cycle of sage grouse year-round, then we're also protecting habitats for mule deer and pronghorn.
Ultimately, the decision is up to the BLM. The federal plan will likely be released by the end of the year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caitlin Tan in Pinedale, Wyoming.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Want to learn how to be a master of business without going back to school? Listen to the Planet Money MBA. No suits, no PowerPoints, just the secrets of business school delivered straight to your ears. Every Wednesday till Labor Day on Planet Money from NPR.